In 2018, a new medical respite program opened in Burlington. The idea was to create a safe place for people experiencing homelessness to stay while recovering from an illness or injury. It provided temporary housing for hundreds of patients and saved millions of dollars in medical costs. That was until it was shut down this summer with little warning. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp has more on its closure.
Todd Ward was first hospitalized for 2 weeks last summer with a bladder infection. Shortly before that, he'd lost his housing. His doctors at the University of Vermont Medical Center told him he needed somewhere clean and safe to recover.
They're like, we can't just like send you to be homeless. Because I had a tube going up in me and bladder issues and that, so I had to have a stable environment. Like Hannaford's bathroom doesn't cut it.
At the hospital, he learned about a place he could go called Bon Vouloir House. It was a medical respite program run by a local nonprofit, Community Health Centers, or CHC, and funded by UVM Medical Center. Todd, who's 51, moved there last August. By that time, the respite program had served over 200 patients and saved the hospital system some $9 million. And Todd really liked it there. He would make quiche and share it with other residents. On Thanksgiving, he cooked everyone a turkey breast. He said the staff were dynamite.
Because I felt like I was cared about. Like, when you feel alone, I didn't feel alone.
He stayed there for nearly a year. After recovering from the bladder infection, he needed to have a heart valve replaced. He had oral surgery, then in April, open heart surgery. At the time, it had been several months since the respite program had any new residents, and there were rumors it might close. Todd was assured, though, he would be able to stay until August or September. That was how long his doctors told him he needed to recover. Then, in July, he was told he had to leave.
There's a part of your brain that just has to be comfortable, and I had that, and that got taken away.
Another resident was only given 2 days to move out. Luis is 30 and asked only to be identified by her middle name. She was recovering from a broken ankle and had housing lined up for August. When she was told she had to leave in early July, her only option, besides sleeping outside, was to pay for a hotel room out of pocket. Luis said she's struggled with substance use and addiction for the past decade, and while she was at the hotel, she relapsed.
It's hard for me to admit, but, you know, I did not maintain my sobriety the 2 weeks I was at the hotel. I think the stress really got to me, and I just felt kind of betrayed or hopeless almost.
CHC and UVM Medical Center declined several interview requests. In written statements, the organization said it was a mutual decision to close the respite program, and in recent years, the medical needs of the individuals there exceeded its capacity. CHC said it shut down the program after the last residents had transitioned to new housing and that all residents were medically cleared to leave. But Todd and Luis were not the only ones caught off guard when the program ended. Staff, like Jeffrey Jared, didn't hear the news until someone requested a meeting with management after the final residents had left.
And in that meeting, like I said, wait a minute. So I've already worked my last day and I had no idea that was going to happen.
This program was likely the only one of its kind in Vermont or New Hampshire, but it wasn't unique. There are more than 140 other medical respite programs across the country, also called recuperative care. They're lauded as helping hospitals save money by freeing up beds and reducing how often patients need to be readmitted.
The other piece is that it's better care coordination and continuity of care.
Julia Dobbins leads the National Institute for Medical Respite Care, a group that shares best practices and provides program support.
It's a safe place for people to be discharged. They're connected to resources when they come into medical respite. It's an opportunity to rest, to recover, to heal, to build community, and then really to work on housing goals.
She says, like at Bon Vouloir House, many of these programs have struggled in recent years to keep pace with the higher medical needs of the populations they serve. Despite that, medical respite programs are rapidly growing nationwide. They all work a little differently, but the program in Burlington operated a lot like many others. It was run by a nonprofit, with most of its funding coming from a hospital, in this case, $400,000 a year. Most patients stayed a few days to a few months at a time. There were no clinical staff on site, which is fairly common at these programs. Instead, residents received their medical care nearby, often from a clinic also run by CHC. Staff were usually on site 24/7. They did things like make sure everyone got their medications, helped with groceries, transportation, and cleaning. Tom Fowler worked at the medical respite for more than 4 years. He says he loved his team and his job. He got to know a lot of the residents.
You see somebody, I would think they're going to be dead the next week because the way they looked. And they survived and they're resilient. And over a year, you know, you can't help but build a relationship and get close to the people who, when you, you know, that's an intimate process to watch people heal.
But it could be a tough place to work. He said they had to kick out a lot of people for breaking rules, like not staying sober. And the confusion around the end of the program, communication problems like that were not uncommon, according to former staff. There had been mold in the basement a few years ago, and a couple staff members said it made them sick. More recently, when recent hires again raised concerns about mold, staff were told it had never been an issue, and they weren't allowed to see an air quality investigation from 2019. Another ongoing challenge was around medication for residents. Under state regulations, only licensed providers or people working under them can handle medications at this type of facility.
It was never a consistent policy. We were told, don't touch the meds, and we were told, this is how you dispense the meds. We did narcotic counts because there was always, you know, people come with powerful meds that we'd count each shift.
CHC referenced this as one of their reasons for closing the program. And in recent years, referrals from UVM Medical Center had also dropped. The hospital said not as many people fit the criteria to enter the program. These days, Todd and Luis, the final residents at the medical respite, are both in stable housing. Todd's recovery from heart surgery has gone well. He's able to work 6 days a week at a fast food restaurant. But he says the way his time at Bon Vouloir House ended was stressful and frustrating. He wishes it was still around.
All I know is that program was ideal, and it sucks it went away because there's more people like me behind me that need it.
It's unclear if there will be a replacement for the program. For now, the apartments Todd and so many others stayed in have been rented out as permanent housing. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.